William Lychak's work has been featured in the collection The Best American Short Stories and also on Public Radio International's program This American Life. His writer's resume is also distinguished by day jobs as a bartender, janitor, and Mr. Softy ice cream man. Lychak's first novel, The Wasp Eater, has just been published, and book critic Maureen Corrigan has a review.
People sometimes ask me how I choose the books I review. In fact, last week I got that question from a reporter, and I waxed eloquent about the novel that had attracted my attention for this very review. A new book by a well-known novelist, it promised to be an offbeat story that roamed over decades. I then wrapped up my mini-lecture on literary evaluation with this pronouncement. I look for stories that are freshly imagined. I think we're all weary of those elegant little debut novels about a dysfunctional family written by somebody with an MFA. Well, here we are a week later, and by the time I gave up on it after 75 pages, that ambitious novel by the prominent writer turned out to be forced and fake, while a dark horse of a slim first novel about a family falling apart, written by William Lychak, whose MFA comes from the University of Michigan, gave me a kick in my smarty pants with the force of its sad mood. I was also taken by the nimble way it evokes a sense of missed opportunities experienced by limited characters who don't have the language or temperament to analyze what's gone wrong. Lychak's book landed on my take a look at this pile in the first place because of an enthusiastic blurb by the wonderful novelist Charles Baxter, and because of its striking title, The Wasp Eater. The Wasp Eater doesn't rise above the literary subgenre of the dysfunctional family tale. Rather, it fully achieves it, which only goes to prove once again the old maxim that there are no intrinsically greater or lesser categories of fiction, just good books and bad books. Lychak's Good Book is set in 1979 in a Connecticut textile town whose boom years are long past. It's one in a series of what the third-person narrator here calls leftover kinds of places that the story visits, including the sea-bottom factory streets of Brooklyn and out-of-season lakeside campgrounds. In the uncanny opening scene of the novel, 10-year-old Daniel Kuzler comes home from school one afternoon and is told by his mother Anna that, "Your father's not going to be home for dinner tonight." That's it. That's as far as Anna's maternal outreach skills go. She then proceeds to make Daniel's familiar world even stranger by draping her husband's clothes on the branches of the trees in their yard and changing the locks to the house. Not until a couple of days later does Daniel overhear his mother talking to her adult niece on the phone, telling her about discovering Daniel's father, Bob, in bed with another woman. It wasn't the extramarital sex, Anna says, but rather the grin on Bob's face that spelled quits for the marriage. Bob is an ex-Marine who works in town as a window washer. By turns a physically menacing and a charismatic guy, he begins a roundabout campaign to win Anna back by co-opting Daniel, visiting him in the dead of night, talking to him, sometimes seductively, sometimes in a bullying low voice, through the dusty bedroom window screen. In between scenes devoted to these eerie nighttime visitations, Lychak's narrative also wanders back to Anna's and Bob's courtship in Brooklyn. A child of the hard luck working class, Anna went into her marriage with tempered expectations. Here's how the narrator describes them. One day, she hoped, they'd have a house by a river and fix it up nice, fill it with children and dogs and cats. They'd stay up half the night sometimes, drinking and talking and playing cards with friends. If unhappiness had felt as solid and permanent as a stone to her, then she imagined happiness would run through her fingers like sand. Paragraph endings like that one grace The Wasp Eater with its tone of gentle doom. Most of this novel seems to take place in half-lit rooms, shadowy scrub forests, and dark cars, as though everyone in the Kuzler family is isolated in their own pool of weak light. Daniel yearns to bring his atomized family back together again, and midway through the novel, he sets off on a brave, poignant, and stupid mission to do so. It's an act that deepens the significance of the novel's odd title, but that's about all it accomplishes. Lychak never overdoes the meaning or the melodrama here. Instead, his aim is small. So small, in fact, that only a writer with his measured and very precise command of language could attempt to achieve it. In The Wasp Eater, Lychak simply makes a reader feel the ordinary sadness inherent in this whole business of trying to connect with other human beings.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed The Wasp Eater by William Lychak.